Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi, everyone. My name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we have never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. In today's episode, we discuss Ariana Grande versus Forever 21 versus Pheromone. We talk ghosting etiquette and if MTV has gone way too far. We discuss Nicki Minaj's supposed retirement and whether or not Taylor's album performance marks the end of an era. Stick around, subscribe on Apple Podcasts, follow on Spotify, and live tweet as you listen with hashtag Psychobabble. Hi, Corey.
That was the most dramatic count in, but then a dramatic pause after two for much longer than 1 second. But
was there? Maybe I think I spaced out.
We're starting in 3, 2.
Well, the build of the suspense and the like was a cliffhanger, and I was edging you, if you will.
You know, I love edging, and I love the movie Cliffhanger. So,
well, I've never seen Cliffhanger.
I think I own it on DVD. I think I got it in the cloud. If you need to borrow it,
no, thank you.
I'll give you a.
I have been a cliffhanger with you.
You have? Oh, yes,
multiple times.
I thought you were saying like our friendship really ended on a cliffhanger.
No.
Like when Grey's Anatomy goes on break for the summer and it leaves on a big cliffhanger.
Do they do that?
Oh my God, yeah, it's all, where's Jackson? Did he fall and die?
Well, okay, great.
It's all, whose baby's being born?
Is the show still on? Okay. The show is still on though. Oh, I hadn't heard. I didn't know. I didn't know if it was over.
If it were ending, we would be doing a Psychobabble episode of Grey's Anatomy Queen's Edition.
Queen's Edition Meredith Grey.
Do you think we can get Ellen Pompeo on the podcast?
Again? I don't think so. Oh my gosh. Do you see what's in front of me right now? Jumping all around on my keyboard. You guys, I have an animal. What?
I can't even see you. That cat was blocking the camera.
I have two cats in my house. I don't know if this episode of the podcast is going live before or after the video about the two cats, but you will see soon or someday, or maybe it's already live, or maybe the footage will be terrible and it'll never see the light of day. Who knows?
Do you think anyone's like listening to the podcast right now laughing, thinking, oh, like I would watch a Tyler Oakley YouTube video?
Absolutely. Nathan.
I mean, in the same context of, I'm sure when you know, there's like YouTube videos and you're all go listen to the podcast and people do the same thing.
Who out there it's does right. both? Certainly it's one right. person.
It's just me. I think I'm just the only you. One.
Wow. Are you saying you watch my videos? That's so sweet.
I think I've seen every Tyler Oakley video ever.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, of course.
Don't lie.
What do you mean?
That's weird. That's a weird lie. Anyway, why, so yeah.
Why wouldn't I have?
Well, I certainly you didn't click such hits as, I don't know, what's a terrible video I've done?
For a very long time, there was one video in the first season of August that I had never watched. And I always thought in my head, that's the only Tyler Oakley video I haven't seen.
I wonder who you snubbed.
I can tell you who it is. I mean, I can't tell you by name. It was a boy I didn't know and wasn't interested in, which is why I didn't watch the video.
Wow.
I think, I mean, I could describe him. It's a British twink. I think he was wearing like a fox onesie.
Jesus. Well, I don't know. I'll have to look into that. Anyway, Corey, what's new? I haven't seen you in day.
I haven't seen you in hours.
Corey was just in town visiting. He was in... Oh, well, actually, while you were here, maybe they'll see that footage.
If you're listening to this podcast, you can go watch that video on...
Maybe that'll be live. I don't know.
.com/Tyler Oakley.
I actually think that video is going live the day this episode is going live. So there's a new collab, me and Corey. If you've ever wondered what Corey looks like, you can find out now on YouTube.
Oh, you're
going
to get to see the whole photo shoot, baby.
Oh, you're going to get glitz. You're going to get glam. What else will they get?
They're going to get a mash moment.
Oh, yeah. Not mash.
They're going to be seeing spots.
No, lace.
Mash. Lace, baby. Well, listen, it's not my responsibility to know the difference between mesh and lace.
Well, in this household, we know the difference.
Mesh and lace, I'm pretty sure those were names of female contestants on, what was that? American Gladiator.
Mesh and lace?
Those were,
I feel
for
like that
sure.
is a duo.
There was for sure a lace on that show.
With their big brother, Gromit.
No.
You don't know about Gromit?
No. Anyway. It was all like Blade and Sky and like... you didn't watch American Gladiators?
No, I didn't catch that. I couldn't even tell you what the show is, to be
it
honest.
Like,
will you explain the show?
What? American Gladiators was like hot, muscly athletes. And they were like... It was really like Dancing with the Stars, but with obstacle courses. And there were, okay. there were well. Like extreme athletes that would like shoot giant Nerf guns at regular old Joes who were trying to like run obstacle courses.
I don't know.
I
thought it was, what's it called? American Ninja.
No.
But that's
different. American Gladiators really paved the way. And that was like, it was when I first saw, like, well, you know, when people have those two giant Q-tips and they're like hitting each other with them, trying to knock each other off of like a pedestal.
Oh, yes.
It was very that.
So
it's
like the Disney games. Do you remember the Disney games?
No, I mean, I would never watch a Disney game. You know, I was like, I know nothing other than like Even Stevens.
The Disney games that was when all of your favorite Disney stars came together to have like a field day, you know?
Oh.
And like play
so
tug of
like
war and
Disney
like,
on Ice.
No. Not that at all. It was like Zac Efron, Ashley Tisdale all coming together in different teams in a field and they're
playing
different like,
It was just like things. Battle of the Network stars when
sure.
it was like ABC versus CBS.
Sure.
That's really old. No one's going to get that reference but me.
I thought they were going to bring that show back because...
I know. Didn't they tap you to co-host?
No, they asked me to be on it, I think.
Didn't they ask you and Ryan Dunkelman to host?
Who is Ryan Dunkelman?
You don't know
who that
is? Oh,
was he on American Idol?
Yeah.
The original American Idol co-host?
Yeah. And then they realized there were too many frosted tips, which is what I'm realizing in 2019.
Okay. me sliding a $1 bill toward my waitress and it's covered in frosting.
Yeah, too many frosted tips.
Too many frosted tips.
Too many
is what
gays
she said.
With highlights and lowlights and bangs.
Gays with bangs. I have seen, I think the new gay haircut is a very chopped bang styled down. I've seen it. It's happening. You heard it here first.
Styled down bangs?
Yeah, so I feel like my hair going up needs to come down.
Yeah,
all
summer,
that goes up, you know.
I mean, should you have a very PC bang moment? Not PC as in politically correct, but PC, like
pieces of me?
Like when they pull the bangs down and they like...
Reese PC?
Very PC moment.
Like squiggly
Is that what
bangs.
They call hairstyles? Is that what people tell hair cutters? They're all...
I want my bangs to be
PC,
a little bit PC.
I want PC bangs.
PC bangs for PC baby.
I think you mean PC bangs for pissy baby.
Yeah. I still get people tweeting me about wanting to be somebody's piss baby, and I'm like, okay, enough.
Well, that's what you deserve, because all I ever get is another blank alone, another VMAs alone, another Labor Day alone.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
How was your Labor Day?
It was great. I was in Seattle, and then I came down and saw you. I saw really good drag shows in Seattle. So you Seattle folks that are listening, just know that I love your drag scene. And I just sat there thinking, now why doesn't San Francisco have a drag scene like this?
I feel like San Francisco does.
I feel like yes and no, all of our drag performances.
Queen BB Sweetbriar.
Well, I'm here. I feel like a lot of our drag queens just host parties. And that's fine. I get it. Everyone's like, you're free to do what you want. Drag is your moment. It's your creation. It can be whatever you want it to be. I like to sit and watch drag queens lip sync. And like, so sue me if I just want, and I'd sue me if I just want you to sing the whole song without like a breakdown talking monologue in the middle.
Oh, how do you feel about queens that do that? That have like skits in the middle? And
I feel like it had its moment, and I feel like it's okay to like do it once in a while if it's really good. So, for instance, in Seattle, this really good queen, her name was, I'm going to have to look it up. She was doing I Will Always Love You by Whitney Houston. And in the middle, out of nowhere, she had dubbed in the YouTube video of that girl doing Whitney Houston.
Oh, no.
Where she's like, and they're like, Like, and it was
I would actually love that. That's perfect.
It was really, really, really well done. And I was here for it. And I thought, see, this is the kind of like subtle moment as opposed to the ones who just do these like mashups. And it's just like all so much. And it's just like talking skit over whatever.
Yeah.
So,
I think covering a YouTube video mid drag performance, it requires a very viral video, but like, If it's too obscure, it's kind of it goes over the head of the entire audience, right?
Don't you think? It was great.
If you don't know the words without hearing them, like usually in a drag bar, you can't hear the words of like a shitty YouTube video. It doesn't work.
Right. No. Her name was Irene Dubois, and her Instagram is Queen Irene Dubois, if you're interested. She was great. All of her performances were spot on, and it was very funny. It was like a drag brunch in Seattle at this bar called Julia's, and I had never really done like a proper drag brunch, but they, like, every single performer killed it, and there were like 4 or 5 different queens, and they all did 2 songs, and it was great. And I had a Bloody Mary that had bacon and olives and chicken wings and a pickle and celery and like everything you would want in a Bloody Mary. And so I was just feeling my oats. I was living my dream. Seattle was great. I feel like you and I've gone a couple times for work, but I feel like I hadn't really spent any like proper time in Seattle where I got to just go out and do gay things and like be with my friends and kind of like take in the city. And then, like I said, do go to the gay bars in the gay area. So I had a lot of fun.
Seattle has a good gay scene. So does Vancouver.
Yeah. I loved it. I thought this weather is great too. And
I feel like Seattle was where I had no voice when we did the Slumber Party tour. I'm trying to remember if it was somewhere.
Well, I mean, we did see Shania Twain the night before that Slumber Party tour.
You know, the truth comes out.
So maybe you were all.
That was
maybe
the night where
Brad Pitt.
That was the night where I fell asleep with Grindr open and everyone made fun of me. Do you recall?
I thought you were going to say that was the night on Grindr that you hooked up with a guy who had braces, but I remember that was one of our other friends.
It might have been me. Well, no, that San Francisco, right? Wasn't it?
There's nothing wrong with having braces. I know, but like, I'm smart enough at this point.
Wow, tongue-tied now.
No, what I was going to say is, like, if somebody's sending me pics on Grindr and they're not showing their teeth, that might be a red flag for me.
Is smiling with no teeth the new wearing a hat in every picture?
If you has no hair?
Yeah.
I don't know. Just
do a grand reveal. Show the people what you're about to give them.
There's nothing wrong with braces. There's nothing wrong with Invisalign. It's whatever. But like, I'm just a big fan of...
Transparency.
And I just want to know what I'm getting into.
It's like...
How are you
going
to show up to get rimmed and they're wearing braces? That...
You might get a snaggle tooth.
That's cat scratch fever.
No, ma'am, Pam. I don't want your rubber bands to go flinging on in. No.
I don't want your rubber band to break and snap my booty hole.
Hell no. You know, my braces, I don't remember them ever having rubber bands. I feel like all these kids have like rubber bands.
Not all braces have rubber bands. I haven't seen real braces in forever. Everybody has Invisalign. Whatever the other version of Invisalign is.
Well, I don't know. Somebody recently reached out and was like, "Hi, we think you're a perfect candidate for Invisalign." I said, "Bitch, where? Not that there's anything wrong with having those teeth, but like, where did you see crooked teeth?
Show me your bottom row, baby."
How are you about to see my bottom row? I never show my bottom row. Try to find a picture where I'm smiling with my bottom teeth. You can't see it, so why do they know? I just want to know. That you just felt pointed and rude. I wanted to say, mind your business.
How do you smile with your bottom row? Hey.
Like a bulldog, like a little, like an angry animal with a snaggle tooth.
Maybe they saw one of your Instagram stories from a festival.
Maybe. That's quite possible. I don't know. I feel like the dust has settled on the Taylor Swift album. Have you given it a listen? Do you have any standouts? Is there anything you want to say about it?
Did we talk about it?
We talked very briefly for like 1 minute at the end of the last episode, I think.
Oh, yeah. And did I drag her for putting out 12 deluxe versions?
You did. But what I will say is, for as long as the album is, it's like how many songs? 18, I think.
18. Big.
All 18 songs charted on the Hot 100. She holds the record.
What record?
The record for most songs from one album charting on the Hot 100.
Maybe that's why she made the album so long.
I think it is actually.
The
lowest rating song charted at like I think 94, so it barely made the cut.
I bet I could guess it's probably Nice to Have a Friend.
That is the one. Ding ding ding.
It's just my least favorite song on the album. It has a lot of bops. I like, if we talked about it previously, There's like five great songs. I have five favorites. There's other than that, but you know.
I will say, yeah, it's one of those albums where I think it's a bit long and maybe there's no reason to restrict the length of it. Maybe she gets what she wants and maybe all the songs had special meaning, blah, 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 blah. I think the shorter the album, that's why I think like albums like The Fame Monster are so great, because it's like, bitch, you got eight back to back to back to back to back to back to back hits. It's like, it doesn't feel like it slows down or like lets up.
I mean, I feel like the album, it is very long, but I feel like I want to like divide it into two playlists for myself to listen to, like one of the more like upbeat songs and one of the more like down songs.
Because well, I would appreciate just, a link to your more upbeat songs.
It just really, yeah, it just, it's like fast, fast, slow, slow, really slow. And then it's just like all over the place. I'm like, let me, I just cue like the eight I love back to back to back. And I'm like, I just want to put these eight in a playlist.
Now, she did debut at number one, which this is her what number one album in a row. I don't know how many. But she did not hit the million sales in the first week like she has with many of her previous albums.
Yeah.
Do you think we're like out of the time, out of the, like, has that time era gone by? Will honestly, that ever happen again?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be for real. I'm not going to drag her or be like, I don't, she didn't do it.
If
I'm
anybody
like,
could do it, it's Taylor Swift. Right. I don't think like, we have artists that can sell that much anymore.
Right. I'm like, she's got the, she'll have the most, she'll have the biggest debut week of the year. She'll have probably the most albums sold of the year. So like, still great for her. I just think it's, we're past kind of that era of like people selling millions of albums in a week, even with the like adjustment for Spotify plays and stuff.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
That right. Cat's really just blocking me.
That's fine. Say hello.
You
this
still,
is lady.
You still haven't even talked about the cats that you're sitting.
Well, there's two cats in my home. They're currently locked in my office with me. I guess is, I, should because I you vlog were afraid? Live?
Is it, did you think they were going to be naughty downstairs?
Well, I don't know. I don't know what they're going to be up to.
Do you feel like they think your house is just like a castle?
Yes, I do. They're touching everything. They're climbing everywhere. This is Lady right here. I'm recording a podcast episode. This is going hello. In my vlog right now. Say hello to Corey. Charles is over there minding his own damn business. But Lady is really just kind of being obnoxious. All over my keyboard.
Did you have meowing. To bring? Did you have to get litter boxes brought with the cats so that you can babysit them?
You know.
Or are those cats trained to pee in the toilet?
They're not trained to pee in the toilet. That was my first question of all questions. I said, will I leave my, the toilet seat up? Will they drink from it? Will they pee in it? And she said they will drink from it. They won't pee in it. So I've decided to put the cat's thing down, the toilet seat down.
You don't want cats drinking out of your toilet?
I just don't. I think the cats deserve more than that, you know?
Yeah. Well, toilet water. I'm sure that you could probably give them some LaCroix.
Mm. Do you think a cat likes LaCroix? I had to put up a like a fountain in my kitchen for the cats. For the
really?
All they'll drink out of. They're fucking, it's like, you know, people that will only drink from a Brita. That's what it felt like.
Cats from a Brita?
Not cats from a Brita. Focus.
I'm saying you were feeding the cats from a Brita?
No. Well, I did give them Brita water.
That's what I was saying.
I didn't know if they would be like persnickety. Persnickety. You know about that?
Isn't
you know about cat?
Aren't you just persnickety? Did you read the drama about Ariana?
Oh my God, I was going to bring that up. Okay, so give the people the lowdown. What has happened?
Like, well, here's how the did thing. It start? I just saw it because I saw that Pheromone was tweeting from RuPaul's Drag Race was tweeting drama about Ariana Grande, and it was all something, something, 10 million. And I thought, I have no idea what any of this is. So there I was Googling, and Ariana Grande is suing Forever 21 for $10 million for like use of her likeness and whatever. But I wanted the receipts. I wanted links to the images in the articles. I wanted links to the merch in the articles of the stuff
that she's... Oh, you didn't see?
No, of the stuff she's claiming was stolen. I read three articles and no one had links.
Oh, I saw pictures that she had that she was kind of saying looked similar. You didn't see the pictures of like the side by side of her of the looks and of the images that they're Forever 21, right? Yeah.
What are they? It's Forever 21 like put pictures on shirts?
No, they used it as like promotional images on their Instagram.
Oh. But what was the caption?
And the captions were like Ariana Grande lyrics. And the images were of people that looked like similar kind of. And
yeah, I heard they had like
music videos.
I heard they had lookalikes. Bitch, if it's a lookalike, can you be sued?
I don't know. It's kind of she's saying that it uses her likeness and her image to sell a product as if she is endorsing the product, but without paying her. And I had heard that, I had heard that she saw the images. Maybe they reached out and wanted to work with her, but she said no, and so they just went with it anyway without her with lookalikes.
Yeah,
I think is the situation.
That's what I saw too. But yeah, I just couldn't find images of.
If you search like on Twitter Ariana Forever 21, you will find the side by sides. I mean, I get it. It's kind of annoying if you see like exactly what you have put a lot of work into making an era of in like your look for. But then did you see the latest, the drama with Pheromone?
Yeah, that's what I was saying I saw first before I even dove into the research and read the article. Yeah, I mean, I guess I can see this girl. It's like a pink filter and she looks a little like Ariana Grande. I found an image. Yeah, but I saw Pheromone tweeting that they deliberately ripped off her All Stars 4 look for Ariana to wear in the Seven Rings video, and that the designer who created both looks even specifically told Pheromone that they reached out to her and said they want something designed like the look that she wore on All Stars 4.
Right. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's at what point does imitation, appreciation, appropriation, stealing concepts, like is there anything that's really like fresh and new? Is there something about her look that is fresh and new? I mean, I'm not dragging it. I'm just saying like, is it really that like authentically her? It's not a meat dress. It's not, you know, I don't know. It's not like,
yeah.
It's just like a corset with diamonds. I don't know. I understand that like maybe corporations have rules for what they can use on branded posts or posts to sell product. But like, girl, if you stole from somebody else, and I doubt that Ariana knew anything about the Pheromone situation.
True. Yeah, I know. And that's, I don't know. I just saw. So then I was like reading Farrah's like replies in her Twitter, and I don't know. I kind of side with Farrah where it's like, yeah, you like you're complaining about one thing, but she obviously did it, or someone on her team did a very similar thing as well.
Right.
Thought I'd be saying I side with Farrah, but here we are.
Listen, Pheromone, did you know she used to be a MySpace for number one most catfish picture on MySpace?
Who? Pheromone?
Pheromone. Back when she, during her MySpace days, when she was like a gay on MySpace, she
as a boy
like,
or a girl?
As before she was a drag queen. She had like, you know, the oh like God. Emo haircut and everything
oh
like that.
My
if you
God.
Search Pheromone MySpace, she was the number one most used picture on MySpace of catfishers.
Well, you know,
catfish.
Well, you know, I still watch Catfish every week.
Well, this is just another example of another queen stealing her image. Bada well, bing, bada boom. Catfish well, continues.
Yeah, I mean, every time I watch Catfish, and then they finally like contact the person whose photos it is, and the people are all, yeah, I know, people use my pics a lot for Catfish.
No, no. And I follow a lot of people that are like, if you see this on Grindr, report it. I'm like,
if I see somebody using someone's pictures on Grindr, I know I always report it. I'm a good friend.
Good for you.
That happens regularly, I feel.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Did we ever talk about the Catfish spinoff that they're making? I think it's from the makers of Catfish. That's all about
ghosting?
About finding your ghost or the person who ghosted you and confronting them? Did we talk about that?
No, we haven't talked about it, but I keep seeing the previews when I'm watching the new Catfish episodes. And it's hosted by Rachel Lindsay, who was a bachelorette, and someone else who I didn't recognize. But what I was going to say was, I at first I was like, okay, I get it. Quit trying to shove it down my throat. But then I was like, okay, maybe I'll watch.
Well, the internet felt like, I felt like the internet was really against it when they originally saw it. Because it's like, okay, there are reasons people might want to cut you out of their life. You don't have access. You don't get to bring a camera crew, blah, 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 blah.
Well, I mean, it's like Catfish. I mean, we're not really kidding anybody. It's like these catfishes.
Well, it's different than Catfish. Catfish, they bring it on themselves.
No, but what I'm saying is, like, if you're going to be on an MTV show, you've both gone through, like, a psych test before they, like, bring you together. So it's like these people who are, it's not like, I just don't believe that in this day and age you can just show up at someone's house and they're not going to know. Like, they were already agreed to come on the show and discuss it.
True. Actually, you're right. I think you're right about that. Because yeah, otherwise they would have to blur and they wouldn't be able to use anything about
it. No, it's like all of these people know what's happening, so people can fuck off. They agreed to be on the show. What I was going to say was I was driving in my car like 2 weeks ago and I was listening to the radio. And they have this exact same premise on this radio show here in San Francisco where you like, it's called Ghostbusters, and you like call into the radio and tell them about someone who ghosted you. And then you give the radio their number and then they call the person.
But do you think it's real? Because we all know about Ryan's Roses and I don't believe that's real.
Fuck Ryan's Roses. Cause I don't believe that's real, but, it seemed pretty real on the radio when I was listening to the show. But I was going to say, it was this guy who was all, this girl catfished me at Outside Lands, or ghosted me at Outside Lands. And he was like telling the story. And then they're like, all right, we'll get her on the line. And then they called her. And oh my God, she made him sound like an obsessive person.
Well, and I think anybody that would bring in anybody else into a situation where you got ghosted, bitch, you are asking to be exposed for being a crazy person.
Yeah, she was like, I was just trying to have a fun weekend with my girls, and I ran into him Friday night, and we got along, and then I was like, sure, let's meet up Saturday, and I thought like he and his boys were gonna come like meet me and my girls, and it was just him by himself being a stage five, what is it, level five stage five clinger.
Stage five clinger.
And she literally was all right, well, I gotta go to the porta potty. Then she goes,
bury me trying to get rid of you at a music festival.
Yeah, and I was like, did we do that to anyone at Outside Lands?
Bitch, I did it to you. I'm like, I'll be right back. I have to go buy a corn dog. I actually have to vacuum my living room.
I was like, you guys wait right here. I'm gonna go get one of those big pretzels.
P.S. Did you see today that Nicki Minaj said she's leaving the rap game? She's retiring.
Is she?
Well, she has tweeted.
Didn't Jay-Z retire 12 times?
I don't know. But she tweeted 6 hours ago. It has 83,000 retweets. She says, I've decided to retire and have my family. I know you guys are happy now. To my fans, keep repping me. Do it to the death of me. In the box, because ain't nobody checking me. Love you for life.
Is she pissed?
I think they're lyrics. But
is she pissed that Lizzo went number one?
I don't think so, because she did congratulate Lizzo for her number one.
Didn't she congratulate
a little bit of
Cardi?
Backstory? Lizzo got her number one. She's the sixth rapper to ever go number one on the Billboard Hot 100.
Female rapper.
Nicki Minaj is not one of those six. So people are kind of bringing that up in the same way of like in the tone of, oh, Katy Perry doesn't have a Grammy. It's very Nicki Minaj doesn't have a number one. Like, who cares? A lot of people don't have number ones and they're still legends. A lot of people don't have Grammys and they're still legends. I don't think it's about that. I bet they're lyrics. I don't think Nicki Minaj is retiring, but I guess maybe she could be. I don't know.
Well, that's what they said. Jay-Z supposedly retired. Tupac supposedly dead.
Oh, Cher allegedly went on how many goodbye tours?
Cher's had 7 farewell tours.
There you have it.
Yeah.
And Psychobabble continues.
It's Psychobabble celebrating its 5th year.
Are we really?
I think so.
Oh my God.
That can't be right, is it?
Certainly that's a lot of garbage to listen to. If you've endured this far, God bless you. Corey, I think that's all we have for today.
It really is, you know.
There's
nothing more to
you?
Say. They can find me at Corey Cool. KoreyKuhl, and they can check me out in your YouTube video going up today at Tyler Oakley on YouTube.
Wow, I think they're gonna love it. I'm Tyler Oakley, TylerOakley. That's all. Have a good life.
TTYL.
TTYN.
Go off.